Okay, this is Andrew Flood for Anarchismo.net, and I'm conducting an interview about the G8. Finbar, do you want to tell me a bit about yourself?
My name is Finbar. I'm a member of the Workers' Solidarity Movement in Dublin, and I'm involved with the Dissent Network.
Okay, where are you located at the moment?
Currently I'm in Edinburgh, I suppose I'm based in a campsite in Stirling.
All right, and what's the atmosphere like there?
It's quite positive at the moment. It's kind of an interesting project going on where basically people are creating a campsite which is an autonomous zone compared to, say, the council campsite. So the idea behind it is to try and set up an infrastructure there for people like that would cater for everything from food to, say, just want to be medics there, that kind of thing, an all-encompassing site. And the idea is to show that there's an alternative method of organising, in the sense that there's going to be maybe 5,000 people staying there, and that there'll be, you know, the site will be run by direct democracy. And the idea is to give a working example in many ways to alternatives to the G8, where many people are puzzled by the lack of maybe alternatives outside of the grand theories. And the idea is just to show a working example for the next maybe week to show that there is an alternative, you know.
And are many people there already? Have many arrived?
There is about 100 in starting setting up, because this week it's just a setup. There's 100 people down at the warehouse, another space down in Glasgow, and there's, like, every day now there's just an awful lot more people arriving in anticipation of the Make Poverty History March. And a lot of people, though, will be from, I suppose, a Dissent background that seem to be arriving at the moment.
And have any idea of what sort of numbers are expected? I mean, I know that's pretty impossible, but any wild guesses at all?
On the Dissent?
Yes, yeah.
I think people are anticipating, I suppose, over 5,000 to maybe 10,000 people. It's hard, you know, it is essentially a very hard thing to say. A lot of people, I think, would hopefully kind of gravitate towards the Dissent ideas, or maybe to make concrete history in the area of demonstrations, and hopefully come along in the Dissent events that are basically being coordinated in parallel to the actual summit, which is on the 6th, 7th and 8th, whereas the Make Poverty History one is on the 2nd. So we're hoping, I suppose, maybe somewhere around 10,000 people.
I noticed in the media that Brown and Blair have been making a big deal out of, you know, the support for a lot of the aims of the demonstration, and, you know, that they're sort of doing it a Bertie, saying they'd be there if they were able to go themselves. How are people reacting to that?
From a Dissent perspective, or from, I suppose, conversations that have been had, is that basically it's, I suppose, a natural progression of what Make Poverty History is in many ways. Like, people are very positive that so many people want to come out and march, but the aims of the march are essentially, there's just that capitalism needs to be tamed down a small bit rather than tackling the root cause of poverty. And I think people kind of, most people feel that it's not surprising that Tony Blair can, I think anyone could march behind the banner of Make Poverty History, and the fact that Gordon Brown has been asked to speak at the Make Poverty History rally, kind of, like, people are maybe angry about it, but at the same time, I don't think people would be surprised based on the way it's been based around pop stars and their attitude towards governments and the general politics.
I've seen some talk of a Make Capitalism History block on that march. Do you know who's actually organising that? Because there's some confusion over that.
Dissent certainly hasn't come together with a definite it's not a Dissent thing. It seems to be, as far as I'm aware, the G8 alternative block on it. And there's quite a lot of issues at the moment, though, that Make Poverty History organisers have said that anyone who dilutes the message of the Make Poverty History demonstration will be removed from the march. I think that's what they've certainly, I can't remember if they use those words, but along those lines, and many people feel that may be targeted at people from Dissent, and there's been an awful lot of scaremongering in the papers now that we're going to try and disrupt the march, which is, like, there's absolutely no foundation for that. Like, people have said before are very positive about the fact that, like, hundreds of thousands of people are going to come and protest at G8, and all we're arguing is that people would take one step further.
What do you think sort of issues are motivating people around the dissent bloc?
I think probably the biggest issues is actually poverty in the global south and the cause of that, the lack of democracy in the Western world, and climate change, the root cause of climate change, and the fact that they're not being addressed, and that things like global warming are becoming very obvious now, and nothing is basically done to tackle those. So I think there seem to be the three main issues, like of democracy, global warming, and the poverty of the global south, and the relationship between the Western world and the global south.
Right. Just the last thing I want to ask you was, in the run-up to the Dublin protests and protests elsewhere, we got some very hostile press coverage. What's it been like in Scotland in the last week or so?
It's been getting progressively worse. I don't think it's reached the height that it reached just before May Day in Dublin. And there's been some quite vicious targeting of individuals, quite bad articles in some of the papers. In a similar way to Dublin, though, some of the TV stations and some papers have taken the line, or the actual opposite line, to get the fresh story, if you will. But largely, the media is quite hostile. They seem to be getting more and more hostile and gearing up for quite a vicious campaign. I think it probably will reach the heights of the campaign, the media hysteria that it reached around Dublin over the next couple of days. Especially, I think, after the Make Poverty History March, because then it's kind of a clear run-in to the dissent events, and seems to be an awful lot of hysteria actually over the Carnival for Full Enjoyment, which basically the hysteria is about the fact that the organisers haven't contacted the police, and they seem to be whipping it into this event that it's just not going to be, like they're saying, it's going to be a riot, when it's actually planned to be quite a family-orientated event for Edinburgh people.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us. I'm hoping over the next few days with Anarchism.net, we're going to interview you again, maybe, and also some other people. So thanks again.